they're lying to the farmers that cocoa is no more profitable. Rubber is more profitable than cocoa. These are full of lies that they are telling the farmers. That is what they are telling the farmers. And the government too don't care about anything. You know, everything about cocoa. I'm so surprised that people make a whole lot of noise about cocoa. You know, but when you go to the grounds, the right thing that's supposed to be done, they are not doing it. We, the concerned farmers, are originally grassroots farmers who investigate. We are all over the country monitoring the cocoa that is being cracking down in this country. So any information that is written to his table is a lie. They are lying to him because they will never tell him the truth. They always lie to him.
Have you communicated this latest development to the Agric Ministry?
The Agric Ministry, yeah, I met the one in charge of the cocoa, the deputy minister, and he said, fine, we should sit down and then talk about this issue. Later, I called him and he said, he's not in charge of cocoa, so the cocoa people, that, but then, since nobody cares. And the 1 million tons that the government is saying that he will get, it's a lie. There's no way that government is going to get 1 million, because cocoa plant is being destroyed. They are destroying cocoa plant each and every day as I'm talking to you. The demonstration is going to affect this country, and it will tarnish the image of the president. And it's not a small demonstration. So if they think that they are national security or whatever is telling them that there's nothing that is going to happen, they should sit down and then watch. Not that I'm in favor or not, I'm not in favor. They called me. I have to calm them down. I have to talk to them. But I'm still waiting for the reply. The minister that I met, the reply that they will give it to me, or maybe they will call me and then we'll sit down and then we'll talk to this farmers. Because what is going to happen in this country has never happened before in the history of Ghana. That cocoa farmers across the whole country are going to demonstrate, to tell the world that everything about cocoa is fake and it's fraud. My sister, this is bad. This is bad. And then they are lying to the president. Any president that comes each and every day, the sector, some people do lie because of some job, what they will get to eat. And when you are somebody that you always come out to tell the truth, concerned farmers have been attacked each and every day. And even yesterday, under the meeting, somebody told me about it. Can you please keep quiet? You talk and talk and talk and talk, and these people will just go for a meeting and then they'll go and share it. This is what is happening. So in Ghana, when you speak the truth, they don't take it. Nobody takes concerned farmers serious in a way. Because this thing happened a long time. We've reported this, even sent a letter to the IGP's office. The IGP never even replied the letter. This shows how serious our people are.
Nana Bonsu called on the president to quickly intervene so as not to collapse the cocoa industry.
What we want the president and Akufo-Addo to know is we, the concerned farmers, are originally grassroots farmers who investigate. We are all over the country monitoring the cocoa that is being cracking down in this country. So any information that is written to his table is a lie. They are lying to him because they will never tell him the truth. They always lie to him. This is what is happening. And the 1 million tons that the government is saying that he will get, it's a lie. There's no way that government is going to get 1 million because cocoa plant is being destroyed. They are destroying cocoa plant each and every day as I'm talking to you. And cocoa farmers are stranded. Them that when you plant the cocoa, you will not benefit, you will not gain anything. And even now, government is going to sell the fertilizer for you people. And how much will you buy the fertilizer for on your destiny before you can get this and that? So don't do it. Go into rubber plantation. Rubber plantation don't even need any, how they call it, fertilizer and other things. So most of them, now, the target is to cut down their cocoa plantation and then plant rubber.
President of the Concerned Farmers Association of Ghana, Nana Oboadie Bonsu, talking to Na Jagble.